Parshas Yisro contains in it the Aseres HaDibros. In Perechof Pasuk says, Zochor Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. So we know later on in Parshas Vayeschanan, it says Shomor Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. So Shabbos has these two aspects. We have to remember Zochor Yom HaShabbos to make it holy, Lekacho. And then later on, Shomor Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. There's a Ramban that I wanted to focus on. The Ramban gives a biur in the difference between Zachar and Shamor, and then he applies it to a halacha, a klal in halacha, of asei docha lo sasei. So the Ramban says the following. Ve'emesu, this is the Ramban on the pasuk over here. Ve'emesu gamkein, ki midas Zachar ramzul b'mitzvah sasei. Zachar is somer Shabbos akacho, to remember Shabbos, to remes to a mitzvah sasei of Shabbos, say making kiddush, v'hu hayotze mimidas ahava, v'hu lemidas rachamim, and it comes from the midas ava and midas rachamim. Ki ha'osa mitzvah adonav, when a person does the mitzvah of his master of the Ribbono Shel Olam, ovlo va'adonav rachim alav, he is beloved to him and his master has rachamim on him, has mercy on him. Umidas Shomor, and what about Shomor? That's later on in Vaschanan. The mitzvah lo sasei, that's rooted in the mitzvah lo sasei. To Shomor is to guard, to protect from the bad getting in, so to speak. The lo sasei, don't do these mitzvahs. And that's referring to the Lamatas Malachos. V'hula midas adin. The yotzim midas ayira. And it comes, the shoresh is din, and it's the mid of yira. So the Ramban is saying that Zohar Shomer Shabbos Akacho is a bechina of Ava, and Zohar is a mitzvah sasei, and Yira and Shomor is the loy sasei, and it comes from the midah of Yira. Ki anishmar me'asos davar harabe ini adonav yorei oso. Somebody who protects himself, who guards himself from doing something bad in the eyes of his master, that means he fears him. And then the Ramban says his chiddush lahalacha b'lachein. Mitzvah sasei gedola mi mitzvah lo sasei. That's why a mitzvah sasei is greater than a mitzvah lo sasei. Kimosha ha'ava gedola mi ha'yira. Just like ava is greater than yira. You have to read the words carefully. Again, a mitzvah sasei gedola mi mitzvah lo sasei. An asei is gadol from a lo sasei. Kimosha ava gedola mi ha'yira. Just like we know the klal is, that Ava trumps Yira. Ava is greater than Yira. To serve Hashem out of love is greater than serving Hashem out of fear. Rashi says elsewhere that a person who works me'ava is going to keep on doing the mitzvahs, but somebody who works out of Yira, if it's not working, if he's not happy with it, so he's just going to leave it. But somebody who does me'ava is always going to do it.
And that's why they said,
many places in Shas, Gemara in Shabbos, it's a sugi at the beginning of Yevamos. And that's the klal of that an asei is dochalos asei. Classic example in the Gemara is kelayim b'tzitzis. There's an asei to wear tzitzis. There's a los asei to wear kelayim, to wear certain wool and linen together. But if you're wearing wool and linen together in the context of the mitzvah tzitzis, so then you're allowed to wear your wool and linen together to become the mitzvah tzitzis, because the mitzvah of tzitzis, the asei, the positive commandment of tzitzis, overrides the los asei of kelayim.
Okay.
The Ramban ends off and says, and because of this also needs beer, is because of this, the onesh for not doing a lo sasei is greater. Why is that? Why would the punishment be greater? If we just said that an asei is greater, so you would think, if the asei is greater, then violating the asei should be greater than violating the lav. So I think the teretz here, we could say pashat, that when it comes to an asay, it's hard to reach such a madriga. It's a big level in a person who's an Eved Hashem, that he's Obed Hashem Me'ava. That we don't necessarily expect from you. But Yiras Hashem, which is a lower level, still a madriga, high madriga, but it's a lower level, that we expect more from you. So if you let us down by the Yira, by the low sasay, that we're going to punish you more. Because that we say, at least that you should be able to do. If you can't do the higher level, at least do the lower level. If you can't even do the lower level, we expect that at least that you should be able to do that, and we're going to punish you for it. That's why you get Malkus for a low sasay, and that's why you don't get Malkus for being Mevatel an asay. Even though there are instances when a person says that I'm not going to do the mitzvah, that Beis Din can try to force them, but for violating a low sasay, you get Malkus, because it's a lower level, so you should at least be able to do that. That's the Ramban. Akandavri Ramban. Okay. It comes, I think we could say that what's Yotze from the Ramban is that the Midah of Ava is stronger than the Midah of Yira. And that's why the Asay overpowers the Los Asay. Before we get back to the Ramban, just point out that there's a Shita of Rav Nissim Gon. Rav Nissim Gon, I'll read the words of Rav Nissim Gon inside. It's Shabbos Kuflam and Gimel Amud Aleph. Rav Nissim Gon writes, V'amur Chacham, Shadavar Ze Ikerhu, Shenismoch Alav, V'chi Chol Azara, She'ini Makari, Shabatara Kachi Darka, Shabayish, She'ira Chiyo Mitzah Sasei, Nitcha Azara, Shehu Lo Sasei, Unikiyim Hatzivoy, Shehu Asei, Tovoy Mitzah Sasei, V'titcha Lo Sasei. Okay, so he says that there's a big klal of the Chachamim, that the Asay is Docha Lo Sasei. Ki ha'azhara shalav al zeh ha'tanai nemra. The negative commandments were all given with a specific tanai. U'bazeh ha'perosh ha'pirashnu, yasir milipcha safei gadol. He just said, all lavin were given al tanai, that it doesn't conflict with an Asay. And with that explanation, says the Rav Nissim Gon, "Bazeh perish shepirashnu." Yosef believe chasafik gadol shemistapkim bo bnei adam v'shon olav. People are bothered and people wonder and people ask about this. Ushomer me'achashanu yoydum shazharis lav kasha mitzibu yasei. Rav Nissim Gon says the opposite. Says Rav Nissim Gon, "You know and I know that the punishment for a lav is worse than the punishment for the yasei." Heach yovo sevi itcha azharis lav shichamura. L'chora, the lav is more chomer. It's a bigger aveira. It's worse. The lo sasei is worse than the asei. So how could it be? We get an oinesh, you get malchus if you violate a lav. If you violate an asei, there's no punishment in Beis Din. So how could it be that the punishment is worse for a lo sasei if the asei wins over the lo sasei? So says Rav Nissim Gon. That what he just said is the answer, i.e., that there's a tnai in a los asay, that the los asay was only said in a place where it doesn't conflict with an asay. Now this Rav Nissim Gon goes against the Ramban. The Ramban said that the los asay was more chumr, that the asay was greater. The asay was greater. Why do you get a punishment? You get a punishment because it's that we feel like at least you should be able to serve Hashem Yira and not do the lav. To not do the asay is a big madrega, so we don't hold you accountable. But at least you should not do the lav. So it's precisely because it's a smaller aveira that we're going to punish you for. We're going to hold you accountable at least for that. It's a base level that we expect every yid to be able to keep. The higher level is for some who could do it. But that's the Ramban. Rav Nissim Gon disagrees. Rav Nissim Gon says, no. The lo sasei is worse. It is more chamer. It's a chiddush. It is more chamer. Aye. If it's more chamer, then why do we say asei docha lo sasei? So that's a technicality, says Rav Nissim Gon. There was a tanai in the halacha that any time that you have an asei and a lo sasei, the asei is going to win. But not because the asei is stronger. The Ramban, and this is the machlokes in lamdas, the Ramban views it that the asei is stronger, the asei beats the lo sasei. Comes along with Nissim Gon and he says, no, it's a tenai in halacha that any time that there's a los asay and it conflicts with the asay, the los asay was never stated. We don't have that los asay. Hatshuva masha shehikdamnu is the hemshech of Rinusen Gon. Shehazhara shalav kach nemru miyuchedes v'chiyatziva shal asay tanoyab to tanoyhuba. It's a tenai in the los asay. That is, any time the asay conflicts with the los asay, we don't have the los asay. It's not that the asay is stronger. It's if the asay is there, the los asay just disappears. It never existed in the makom that there is an asay. But really, the los asay is stronger. So Rav Nissim Gaon really he argues with the Ramban in lomdus and in pshat in why there's a punishment for a lav and no punishment for an asay. He argues in lomdus that he says really he learns that los asay is chamer. Los asay is chamer. So why does asay be los asay? Because you can't. There's a tenai in los asay that if there's an asay, we never said the los asay, but not that the asay is stronger. And because of that, it's easy to understand why Beis Din will punish you, because it's more chamer, it's worse to violate a los asay than it is to violate an asay. So for an asay, we're not going to punish you because it wasn't as bad. But for a los asay, we're going to punish you. And the Ramban disagrees on both accounts. The Ramban says no. The lumdus of why asay is ochel los asay is because the asay of whatever mitzvah it is, asay is a mitzvah me'avas Hashem. The los asay is a mitzvah me'yiras Hashem. And Avas Hashem is a higher madriga than Yiras Hashem. So Ava beats Yira. A different lumdus. And when it came to the Einesh, it's a kasha on the Ramban. If it's worse, if it's more, it's gadol, as the Ramban says, gadolahi, if it's greater, so we should give a bigger punishment. The answer is no. It's bigger that to the point that we don't hold you accountable at that level. Of course you have to do it, but we're not going to punish you for it. The base level of Yerushamayim, Yerush Hashem, Lav, that we're going to punish you for if you don't fulfill, because that everybody should be able to keep. That's the Rav Nissim going against the Ramban. Now, there's the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos, and Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, I'll read you a few words in the Gemara. The Gemara over here has also, you have Asay Dochel Los Asay, multiple permutations in different cases, and the Gemara says, Hadar Amar, in the middle, towards the middle of the page, Atu Asay Dochas Los Asay, Lav Los Asay Chomer Mine, isn't the Los Asay more Chomer? Those are the words, Lav Los Asay Chomer Mine, isn't a Los Asay Chomer than an Asay? That's the Gemara's Kasha. On that Kasha, the little circle, brings you to Gilin Ashas, Rabbi Kiva Eger. And Rabbi Kiva Eger writes, Ayin Ramban, Parshas Yisro, Bepasuk Zachar Yom HaShabbos. The Ramban is Mitzayin to our Ramban that we've been speaking about. What's the Kavanah of the Ramban? So, Chora, the way the Mepharshim speak it out, is the Ramban means to ask Akasha. Ramban is not the only one who asks Akasha. The Ramban means to ask Akasha. The Gemara seems to say, Beferish, that the Svara is, yeah, there's a halacha of asay dochel los asay, you have to figure it out. But the svara is that lois asay is chomer me asay. Lav lois asay chomer mine. It's more chomer. The Gemara seems to say almost explicitly that a los asay is more chomer, is more strict than an asay. But the Ramban said that an asay is more chomer than a los asay. So the Ramban seems to be saying against the Gemara. And that's why Rabbi Kiva Eger is mitzayin to this Ramban. The Chor the Ramban is against the Gemara. Rav Nissim Gaon is perfect. Rav Nissim Gaon taka held. The lois asay is chamer. It just there's a tenai that we don't say a lois asay if there's an asay, and that's the rule of asay derechal lois asay. But be'etzem a lois asay is chamer like this Gemara. But according to the Ramban, it's akasha. How could you say asay is derechal lois asay is because it's stronger? It's ava over yira. The Chor the Gemara is saying this far is that the chumra lies within the lois asay. Okay, so I think to answer this question, there's a Meshech Chachma. Meshech Chachma is in Parshat Zoyis HaBracha. It's Perek Lamed Dalet, Pasuk Yud Beis, towards the very, very end of Chumash. It says, Ulechol HaMoira HaGadol, one of the last Pesukim, Ulechol HaMoira HaGadol, all the great Moira, the great fear. So the Ramban, the Meshech Chachma here, quotes the Ramban. Now when he quotes the Ramban, we'll just see very carefully, I think he gives a pshat that works to help to answer the kasha. But Kushime Karalesa, the way he teaches it, and I alluded to it a little bit earlier. I'll read you the Meshech Chachma. Zok the Meshech Chachma. HaRamban beParshas Yisro, Parshas Yisro. Bier tam da se dech lois ha-se. Da'af de lois ha-se chomor. This kasha that Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, the Meshech Chachma is be'etzem answering the kasha by the way he presents the Ramban. He includes this line. The Gemara said that lois ha-se was chomor. The way the Meshech Chachma explains the Ramban, he says, the Ramban says that an ase is doicha lois ase. And even though lois ase is chomor, he's putting that into the Ramban, that the Ramban holds pashut, lois ase is chomor. Now, says the Meshech Chachma, zeba misha oisa midas atzmo. You know what a lois ase is chomor? A lois ase by itself is chomor. It's true. By the way, we read the words. The Ramban says, an ase is gadol. Didn't say it was chomer. Said it was gadol. Gadol and chomer, maybe not the same thing. Meshech Chachma says, if a person does an avera on his own, midas atzmo, in Cain, ha'oisa maisa umamre, he rebels, gadol cheto, maybe she'ino oisa maisa, ve'ino mekayim rotzon Hashem yizbarav. On his own, a person who misses out on a mitzvah, just stam, he's not rebelling, he's sheval taseh. Person who does a lo sasei, staka, on his own, he's doing an avera on his own. He's mamre, he's rebelling against Ribono Shalom. Aval misha osa meiratzon Hashem izbarach. But if you do meiratzon Hashem, so then im anunishkol b'mozne tzedek. If we're gonna bring out a scale and we're gonna weigh the mitzvah, ma adifatei, what's better? Im laver haloy sasei or lekayim hasei. Zamrina toha isa maisa mara aval la mitzvah. Hashem Yisbarach. A person is doing a ma'isa mitzvah. He's showing avas Hashem. Umisha moineya me'asoyis lois asei hu begeder yorei. Begodol midas ava me'ayira. It's all Hashem Yisbarach. If you're gonna do all the Ramban meant to say was, says the Meshech Chachma, if you're gonna do a mitzvah me'rotzan Hashem, so then if you do that mitzvah that I say, you're exhibiting avas Hashem. If you do that, if you hold back from doing that lois asei, you're exhibiting yiras Hashem. Ava is stronger than yira. That's what the Ramban meant to say. But a person stam who does an avera by itself is more chomer midas atzmo. Okay. Lachein adifa shetitcha asei lelos asei. Kevan shemasha lovesh kalayim betzitzis. When a person wears kalayim betzitzis, our example, inza mitzad hameri. When he does, and he has his kilayim in the tzitzis, why is he doing this? He's not doing it stam to rebel against Hashem. I want to wear kilayim. He's doing it because he needs it for his mitzvah. He's channeling it to his avas Hashem. Avo kashoyis a neged ratzon Hashem yizbarach v'adai godol hamamre v'on shochomer mishim esatzel v'eino it's a mitzvah. If a person's doing the Avera, if you're doing the Avera in the context of the mitzvah, so we say that at that moment, you have an Avera, so to stop from doing that Avera would be you have Kalayim on your shirt. To stop wearing it would be your Shemayim. But to wear it and to be Mekayim through those strings, the mitzvah tzitzis, is Ava. So the Ramban was saying, Ava trumps Yira. But you want to know as an isolated event, a person does an Avera, or a person does a mitzvah. So Avada, as isolated events, it's more chomer to do the Avera. And that's why you get punished. See, it answers Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. That it does. Because the Gemara said that it was more chomer. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, well,
What about the Ramban? How does Ramban understand this Gemara? That the Gemara says the Loisa says more chamer. So the Meshech Chachma says the Ramban didn't mean to say that the Asay is more chamer. Asay by itself, Loisa say by itself, it's a merit against the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're rebelling against Hashem. Rebelling against Hashem, that's worse. But if you're going to do them together, so then you have opposing forces, then that's an opposing force of Ava versus Yira. Your Yira Shemayim is telling you to take off the Beged. Your Avas Hashem is telling you to keep on the Beged and do the Mitzvah Tzitzis. So Ava trumps Yira. But by itself, it's a merit. Taki is Chamer. And that's maybe the diuk that we made before. That the Ramban said it's Gadol. Not that it's Chamer. Not that it's Chamer. I say it's not Chamer, may Lois say. The Gemara says that the Gemara says the Lois say is Chamer, may I say. The Ramban was saying that it's Gadol, that it's greater. And if it's greater, then Asay can be Doicha the Lois Asay. Now, it is hard to read it in, just the end, because the way that the Meshech Chachma teaches at the end is he says, V'oin shay chamor mimisha mitzatzel v'ino ayisa mitzvah. Since he said when they're isolated, the Lois Asay is Taka Chamor, what he's saying is that the reason you get a punishment, why do you get Malkus for Lois Asay, and you don't get Malkus for... You get Malkus for Lois Asay, you don't get Malkus for an Asay. He says, because by itself, the Lois Asay is more Chamor, because it's a rebellion against Hashem, and that's worse, so you're going to get punished. It's hard to read into the Ramban, because the Ramban basically said, Vaker, the Ramban basically said, the reason you get... Let's see if I have the Lashon of the Ramban here. L'chein amur da'atzei yaseh v'doich alasai. V'nei zeh yeh ha'oynesh b'mitzvos lois aseh gadol. V'oysen b'y din k'goin malkus misa v'in oysen b'y din b'mitzvos aseh klal el b'mordin. Okay? Okay, he's going on the previous line. Take two steps back. V'lachein mitzvah saseh gedoyla mimitzvah lo saseh. That's why a mitzvah saseh, this is the words of the Ramban, is gadol from a lo saseh. K'mo sheha'ava gedola meha'yira, just like Ava is greater than Yira. Ki ha'makayim v'oysa b'gufa m'amoynoi, rotzai nadonav hu gadol meha nishmar me'asosa rabba inav. V'lachein amur dosa yaseh v'doch lo saseh, umu b'nei zeh yeh ha'inesh b'mitzvah lo saseh gadol v'oysa b'oydin, k'mo malkos umisa. The Ramban seems to say Beferush that it's because Ava is stronger than Yira. That it's connected. Here, the Meshech Chachma is almost, he's trying to backtrack a little bit because of this Gemara in Yevamos, I think. That he wants to touch up the Ramban, that the Ramban is really saying that there's Gedula in Ava Hashem, but of course, the Yira Hashem is more Chamer. So you have to... You know, Yesh Lodun, but that's the Ramban, the aside of the Ramban, that the concept of Zachas from Shabbos is Asay is Avas Hashem, Los Asay is Yiras Hashem. That's why I say is Dachalos Asay, and that's also we said also that's why there's an Oynesh for the Lois Asay because it's maybe it's because you have to. It's a madrega that we should all be able to keep. Rav Nissim Gaon, who disagrees, Rav Nissim Gaon holds ba'etzem, the Lois Asay is more chamer, and it's pashut why you get the malchus, you get the oynish for Lois Asay, and the fact that Asay is doch Lois Asay is a technicality, that there's a klal, there's a tenai, there's a stipulation in the Lois Asay, it's only chal if there's no Asay. So we had the Rav Nissim Gaon disagrees with the Ramban. And then we had the Kash Rabbi Akiva Eger and Yevamos Tav Zayin in the Gilui Nashas, that why when the Gemara seems to say Beferish that Alois Asay is Chomer, how could the Ramban say that the Asay is stronger? And to that we tried to read into the Meshech Chachma that he tried to say that he was Moited Da'af, the Alois Asay Chomer. It's only if a person does it by itself. But what the Ramban just meant to say was that when you have these two together working against each other, then Ava is going to trump Yira. But by itself, you're right. If you do a Lo Saseh, you're rebelling against Hashem. And you know, if you did an Avera, let's say that just on its own, or you didn't do an Aseh, it was a lack. It's not a rebellion against Hashem. It's just them. You didn't do the mitzvah. Okay, just more lumdish, but trying to look deeper into Ramban on this week's parsha.